Recording. Welcome to Gamers Coop, or Coup, however you want to say it. We are back from a long absence because our server went down, but we're back and we are podcasting again. We're going to talk about Dr. Mario, the awesomeness of Dr. Mario.
On the Wii.
On the Wii.
The downloaded one.
The RX Online one. Anyway, I'm Cammy.
Dave.
Tyson.
And we have a guest, Kathy.
Zoe. No, I'm Kathy.
Zoe.
Got confused.
And Zoe's here too.
Say hi.
And she's waving.
Yeah, she's saying hi.
So, Dr. Mario, when it came out on the Wii, I was so excited. Nothing's better than a good Dr. Mario game.
Right? I was oblivious at that point.
Any other game.
What? Yes, we introduced the game to Kathy.
Love it!
So, wait, Tyson, you're not a fan of Dr. Mario?
No, it's... You know, I just want to know where Dr. Mario got his doctorate. That's all. It just seems a little sketchy to me. All he does is throw pills at everything.
At the Nintendo University.
Uh-huh.
He's throwing pills at viruses, too.
That is a pretty intense program at that university.
Uh-huh.
Got a lot of requirements.
The only problem I have with Dr. Mario is that you're killing viruses with pills, and you can't do that. You can't kill a virus with any sort of antibiotic or anything.
True.
That's the only thing.
Yep, just gotta let them run their course.
But other than that, it's great!
I mention it, and everyone goes against me, but Cammy mentions it, and it's okay.
What?
Let's talk about, like, the actual gameplay.
Okay. So in this one, you can play the one-player mode, or there's a two-player mode where you can play with your friend. I wish it would keep track of the score of your wins when you played with friends and stuff.
Beware, when you're playing with a friend and they're doing really good, it makes your playing suckier. Guaranteed. Because it affects what if they get... How is it exactly? Like when you...
When I get two in a row, like two viruses.
And it sends some of hers over to my screen and goofs up what I was doing.
But whenever Kathy does it to Cammy, it helps Cammy.
Heck yes, that was awesome.
So I'm a little bitter.
It's because Cammy's too good at the game. It's no fun.
That's true. To be good.
It's not fair. It's a lot awesome. You can also play online against people across the world or the country. And there are
people that do nothing but that with their
There's
minds.
Some crazy people out there. Like, I consider myself a pretty decent Dr. Mario game player, but those people
not your
are
life's work.
Yeah, those people are crazy.
Maybe it should
not
be
what you live for.
They are like gone with their viruses and I still have like 30 left, you know. Like,
maybe they're cheating.
Maybe they are cheating.
Yeah.
Oh,
rude.
I don't know. I just thought Cammy was really good, so they could be cheating.
I am riding Nintendo. This is a revelation to me.
Cammy's like, dear Nintendo, please make the competition worse than me.
It's terrible.
I like how you can pick the different music you want to listen to.
That
kinda
is pretty
sweet.
Cool.
And I guess.
And they have random, so you can like do all of them if you don't really know which one to pick.
And you can even turn it off if it gets annoying.
How could the Dr. Mario music get annoying?
Oh,
it's classic.
Easy.
Classic.
After about 50 loops, you're like, I think I'm done.
You like it, huh, Zoe?
Zoe dances.
Zoe dances to Sonic 4.
Zoe happens to think Sonic music is amazing. So what?
I'm just saying Sonic 4 is,
Tyson,
you know.
She dances to all sorts of game music.
Tyson, the
Galaxy.
Sonic 4 music is the classic Sonic music. Tyson.
In some ways, it sounds like it, but it's not quite.
Okay, anyway, so Dr. Mario, the four-player Dr. Mario, is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I've never done that.
So you use your Wiimote, and you don't turn it sideways like normal. You, like, point at the screen. And you, like, grab the pills as they're following and place them where you want them.
Oh, wait.
And you're,
I did play
and
that.
Like, you're all working together, and it's really weird.
Yeah, so you gotta, like, call it out. Oh, that's mine. That one's mine.
I wish you could just do a four-player against each other.
Oh, and doesn't it let you actually rotate the piece by rotating your controller?
Yeah, it's weird.
So you grab the pill and you like rotate the pill how you want
it. That'd be kind of hard because if you rotate your arm just a little bit too much, you're screwed.
Yeah. It's way easier to screw up.
It's interesting. But we didn't play it for very long because we were kind of annoyed.
Because it sucked.
We were annoyed with the fact that there's like one pill for four people to divvy up.
Mm-hmm. I love that it has the classic Dr. Mario feel and all the music and everything, but I wish they had done like different like modes you could play. Like they have the flash mode, but it's stupid because it's like just get rid of the flashing viruses and that's it. So I wish they had like different modes you could play, like on other Tetrises. Like there's different Tetris modes.
Toss it up a bit.
Yeah, but you know it's good. I still don't know what level it ends on.
That's true.
I went to 20 and then it's like level 21, level 22, and I kept going and going and going to level 29.
But it won't let you start at level 21. You have to start at level 20.
You have to start at 20, so I just don't know when it ends.
I'm lucky to get to level 5. On very, very, very low speed.
Yeah.
The more you play that game, the more it gets easier.
I also wish like you could start at level 0 with your friends when you're playing 2-player, and then the difficulty would up, like, as you go along.
Oh, because doesn't it do that when you're playing by yourself?
Yeah, it doesn't when you're playing by yourself, but it doesn't when you're playing with friends.
That's true. But, yeah, I wish it did keep tally, too, like you were saying.
Oh, your wins?
Because, I mean, why do you play those games with your friends if you're just going to not know who's winning?
Because there's nothing more satisfying than knowing how many times you've beaten your buddy.
Exactly.
You can't just have, like, a good fair game. You got to rub it down his throat.
That's right.
Exactly. Be like, ah, 10 times, I'm done. Sorry.
That's right. They keep running scores on everything.
That way you could do, like, best out of 10 or something like that, you know? Instead of just like, oh, how long have we been playing this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. And that's like such an easy thing to add into a game.
They were just being lazy at Nintendo that day.
I guess.
It was like when they pooped out Star Fox Adventure. I mean,
Rare did that. It wasn't Nintendo.
Oh, well, they used Nintendo characters.
Yeah.
But Rare must have been like at gunpoint when they had released that or something.
I don't know.
Because it does not look like a quality piece of software.
I don't know. It wasn't even going to be a Star Fox game to begin with.
Terrible game.
It was
terrible.
Dinosaur Planet. It was dinosaurs.
Stupid game. Anyway, Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario.
I like it.
It's a great game. Awesome.
I give it 4.5 stars out of 5.
So downgrade to 4.
Okay, fine. 4 stars out of 5.
Tyson doesn't like to do halves.
I know.
He's like, what makes it a half?
Except for normally half rounds up.
That's my true, world. Tyson. And that is Zoe. That's Zoe's input. She thinks the game is awesome as well.
That's what she thinks about it.
And Zoe, you got the awesome baby legs.
I don't want that all over the internet, Tyson.
Well, she's a baby.
Keep your comments like that to yourself during podcasts.
What, because of her baby legs? I mean, look, they're just small baby legs.
Oh, Zoe, you're famous already.
Anyway, I guess we're done with this podcast. This has been Gamers Coop. Have a good day. Signing out. Oh, P.S. It was Kathy's birthday this week. So happy birthday to Kathy.
25, baby. If you ever see a picture of me, you will never believe I'm 25.
I know. Nobody ever does. 25, Kathy.
I look 18. Maybe
okay.
17.
We're signing off now.
Bye.
She's also available.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, and I'm cute.
And she's cute. And she has a nice voice.
And she's got, like, her right arm is like Popeye's arm. It's all deformed. And
shut up, Tyson.
I look down at my arm. What?
Okay, we're signing off now.
You're, like, checking it. Wait, what?
You guys. How do I turn this off? Is it